For over 10 years, we've been bringing you killer metal music and frank discussions about heavy metal. Wait, who the hell is Frank? You are tuned into MSR Cast, brought to you by Mainstream Resistance and Metal Injection. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek and Sean the Metal Pigeon. Keep it metal.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 228 of MSR Cast. Trying to use my spooky voice here. Sorry. Welcome, foolish mortals, to MSR Cast. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with
Sean the Metal Pigeon.
We're doing a specialty quick episode this evening. You're not going to hear a lot of us talking about everything. We're going to play a lot of music, a lot of Halloween horror-based music. So what are you doing for Halloween, man?
Probably nothing.
It's Me too.
Is it a Thursday, right?
It's like a Wednesday.
Okay.
This episode should go out the same day.
Yeah, probably nothing. Probably
enjoying some candy?
Yeah, probably listen to some more metal and just chill out. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the bands we're going to play on this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to play everything from... We're going to play, Exhumed. Have a brand new album out called Horror. Have you seen this yet?
I've heard about it.
It's fucking great. Everything, there's nothing really longer than 2 minutes. Okay. It was back to the old school Exhumed sound style. The album is fucking phenomenal. I need to get the vinyl. There's the back of it. Everything is like, looks like an old VHS horror tape. There's even stuff like
That's
that.
Awesome.
It's really cool. You guys need to check it out. We're going to do something from the brand new Ex Mortis EP called Legions of the Dead. I'm sorry. It's a little ditty from a movie called Beetlejuice. It's pretty cool.
Right.
We're going to do, of course, at the very, well, we'll say that to the end. We're going to do Powerwolf. They, of course, do one of my favorite Judas Priest songs of all time.
Yeah.
Which totally fits. Being around a Halloween,
they're kind of a Halloween-ish band.
I mean, I think
their whole
so.
Vibe, but the werewolf, thing,
Lycanthropy and all that.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah,
they're the most lycanthropic band that I know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Powerwolf doing Touch of Evil from Judas Priest, Painkiller.
Such a good cover.
It really is,
such
man.
Such a good cover.
It's one of my favorite tracks on that album completely.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a handful of really good covers. Remember they had that bonus disc that had all the really cool...
They sort of re-released it as this album called Metallum Nostrum.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stuff is on there, too. They do a lot of really good cover songs.
Right.
We're going to get into some Typo Negative, All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
Perfect Halloween music. Typo Negative is that perfect, October Rust band.
October Rust.
Hey, they said it. We're going to get into Ghost.
Yeah.
Mariana Cross. I like this EP.
I do, too.
It's from the 7-inch of the Satanic Panic.
Right.
I actually got the physical version of it when I was in Austin. It's two songs. It's Mariana Cross and what's the other one called?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either now, but it's... The storyline, it's like it's done back in the 60s. So it's very psychedelic era. I really like that style. It's pretty cool. Iron Maiden, the reincarnation of Benjamin Brieg.
Yeah.
Why did you pick this track?
It's sort of an underappreciated gem, I think, from their recent stuff. And it's like, instead of just playing Number of the Beast or, I don't know, like something like that, it's like, this is about Eddie. This song's about Eddie. You know, about the origins of Eddie, like rising from the dead, supposedly. Someone was killed, and Eddie's like the reincarnated corpse. It seemed very spooky and very...
You mean Edward T. Head.
Edward T. Head, like very theatrically Halloween.
Right.
And yeah, Maiden themselves very mysterious about the lyrics and stuff. Like, they don't want to talk about them. It's like, I like that. I like bands reintroducing some kind of mystery there, you know, so...
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song, too. We're going to get into another cover song, One Man Army and the Undead Quintet. One of my favorite Alice Cooper tracks. He's back, the man behind the mask. You know about this song?
I have no idea.
It's an Alice Cooper track. It was one of the Friday the 13th soundtracks, maybe.
Oh, old.
Yeah, okay. 80s.
All right.
I'm going to look this up real quick. And why don't you talk about our next album, our next song?
So for Ministry, Every Day is Halloween, 2010 Evil version, which I don't think I've heard.
They re-released sort of an EP of that track with some other tracks, other songs on it, and there was different remixes of it, but they did a – this version is very heavy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of heavy guitars, and it's a fun Ministry track. It's before they got heavy, the original version, so it was in their dance, more industrial era.
Yeah.
But I really like this heavier version.
Huh, okay. And then Swallow the Sun, which is, of course, Swallow, Horror Part 1, which, yeah, I guess is not really a something you'd think of when you think of Halloween, but it has horror in the title. Work with me, people.
I totally song. Fit this. I totally feel this is perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, it's a great song, too.
I love Swallow the Sun. This is it's a very... Yeah, very creepy song, too, you know? Yeah. There's just some elements to it. You're just like, all right. But they made a whole... They did up to, like, part 4 on this song.
Yeah.
They've
This is the
continued
best of
it.
The parts.
Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I usually listen to myself on Halloween Day if I'm feeling in the mood? It's, like, just the Misfits. Just, like, a collection of Misfits, you know, stuff.
I actually had... a Misfits track picked earlier, but I sort of cut it out for time.
Yeah,
they've been touring a lot recently. They're doing another show in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd be amazing to see them live.
That would be worth traveling to. You know, if they did a Texas date somewhere. Yeah,
they haven't done a Texas date yet.
No.
Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives. This is what this track is from.
Okay, I know I've seen that
He's
one.
He's back, the man behind the mask, Alice Cooper. But the version we're playing is from One Man Army and the Undead Quintet, which is Johan Lindstrand, who was from The Crown.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. This is like a side project that he did at one point.
Cool.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So that's our Halloween episode. Sorry, we're not being spookier, more scarier. But we haven't got our candy in us yet, right?
I haven't had any Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
You just said it. Reese's peanut butter cups.
I really like Crackle. You know, like, remember the little Crackle? They don't make, like, regular size Crackle,
like,
bars. It's a Hershey's.
They make small of them. Like, just like in the
fun size.
The fun size, yeah.
Yeah, like, but they're only available in fun size.
It's true.
It's like Hershey's answer to Nestle Crunch, but they never decided to make a full-size bar you can buy at, like, a gas station or something. It pisses me off. I love Crackle.
I never paid attention to that, but, yeah, you might be right.
I'm the only person who likes
Crackle. So it's like a Hershey's chocolate bar with, like, Rice Krispies in it, basically, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't get why it's not a thing. Like, why
aren't
you
guys gonna have to find you a bag of only Crackle?
I've looked. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. Well, how about I do this? We'll buy a mixed bag. I'll eat all the dark chocolate. You can have all the Crackle.
Fair. Let's do that.
Let's do that. All right. So thanks for tuning in to this Halloween episode. We're about to get fucking scary up in here.
Scary metal.
Scary metal. Let's run down again really quick. We're going to do Exhumed, Ex Mortis, Power Wolf, Typo Negative, Ghost, Iron Maiden, One Man Army and the Undead Quartet, Ministry, Swallow the Sun, and we're going to end everything with the epitome of a heavy metal Halloween song, Halloween, doing Halloween from the brand new live album, United Alive, which I was just watching the Blu-ray this evening. It's fucking amazing.
Stunning, yeah.
Stunning. Halloween are fucking... amazing now. We were talking about how rare and awesome it is for them to do that tour with all three vocalists on tour together.
Yeah, everyone cooperating, and there's egos have been set aside. It's a remarkable thing that, you know, It doesn't happen until bands a lot. Bands don't want to do that, you know? So
no, I can't really think of any other band that have done that.
Not a tour. One-off shows maybe, but not a tour.
I mean, Anthrax did it once with like one track, one song. Misfits had never done that. Metallica brought Dave Mustaine back for like one song.
Right.
It's never been like, hey, we're going to do a tour and a fucking album with all original vocalists. And then, you know, Kai Hansen, of course, is now, he's playing guitar as well. He was a guitar player in the band.
Yeah.
It really is mind-blowing to think about it.
Yeah.
How they just put their egos aside for the band.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, let bygones be bygones and just do something fun. And
because I'll admit, I love Andy Darius, but Michael Kiske, much fucking better vocalist.
Yeah, he is. But, you know, I got to say, Darius sounded really good on that Blu-ray.
He does. He really does.
And it just sort of made me appreciate his talent, you know, by itself, too.
And the way they harmonize together on some stuff very was good pretty together, amazing. Yeah. I think my two favorite vocalists that that Kiske has harmonized with is Andy Darius and when he's in Aventasia.
Yeah. Him and Tobias is magic.
It is.
Straight up magic.
It really is.
Yeah.
All right. So we're getting away from being metal and scary and talking about magic. Let's get into this episode. Of course, you can find us all over the interwebs. See how I did interwebs because it's Halloween?
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah. MSRcast.com, MetalGeeks.com. You can find us on iTunes or as it is called now, what is it? Apple Podcast. Yeah. You can find us on Spotify and Stitcher and every place you can find your podcast, Catcher, whatever app you use. Just look for MSRcast Metal Geeks, MSRcast and Metal Geeks on all the social media. That's including Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And of course, they can find my co-host here at
TheMetalPigeon.com, first of all, then at The Metal Pigeon, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
All right, let's get into the music. And as always, we will see you guys later. One last thing we have to say.
Keep it spooky.
I was going to say keep it spooky.
Keep it metal.
All right.
First of all.
And
keep it spooky.
That's right.
If you have to.
Keep it spooky metal.
I'm going to keep it lazy on Halloween.
All right. Hey, lazy can be pretty spooky. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Is there anybody out there? What has happened? Am I in space? We'll be right back.
towards misting clouds or fluttering of this blood. In jungle flames and without shame, consumed with howls and screams. Pumpkins grin in their despair on all.
Is free, my soul I'll gladly free.
For listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.